You're listening to SBS News.
Toby Hemming says the terrace apartment in the inner city suburb of Newtown he lives in with three other tenants was the perfect home.
I went, well, you know, this is like the dream. Like, I grew up in the country. I love the idea of living in Newtown in this sick terrace. Everything I want.
Two of Toby's housemates have moved out recently due to coronavirus impacting their incomes, and Toby has also lost his job in retail. He said he has been desperately trying to find new housemates to fill the apartment, but without any luck so far. Toby sent his landlord an email asking for a rent freeze on their $1,000 a week rent, given the current COVID-19 crisis, but says the response was blunt.
The landlord calls me back, like, 10 minutes later in a fluster. But he was just in a state. He was like, I can't do it, you know. I've still got to pay my mortgage. This is where I get my income from, you know. Like, I can't just queue up at Centrelink like you guys can.
Rent freezes or periods where commercial or residential tenants are granted exemption from rent have been introduced in some countries, such as France, in response to the crisis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Sunday that state and territory leaders had agreed to put a six-month moratorium on commercial and residential evictions for those unable to pay rent due to the COVID-19 economic downturn. The details are still being worked out and are expected to be announced in the coming days. Some landlords, like Darwin-based environmental campaigner Monica Tan, have managed to come up with new arrangements with their tenants. Monica owns a property in Sydney's Chinatown district, and after a plea from her tenants who have lost their jobs, she agreed to lower their rent from $600 to $480 a week for the next month.
Like, I'm happy to give it to them for the month because I know it just must be really stressful and crazy. And I'm really lucky to have my job.
But that has meant taking a hit to her own finances. Her mortgage comes in at around $600 a week, meaning that if the bank doesn't grant her financial hardship support, for which she is applying, she will have to cover the $120 difference out of her own pocket. She said she's happy to help, as she's in a position to do so.
I just think, like, if you're in a position to, it's good to spread that around because it just seems, like, so unfair that it's like half our population have taken a direct, immediate and violent financial hit. And then those of us who can work from home and have our budget set for the rest of the year, at the businesses have their budget secured, it just seems so unfair.
SBS Punjabi on Saturday reported on a Brisbane-based businessman who had given the three international students staying with him a rent-free period in response to the economic downturn. But not all landlords have been so understanding. SBS spoke to several other people who are facing possible eviction due to not being able to make rent payments. Renters seeking information about rental regulations and COVID-19 in New South Wales can go to the New South Wales Government Fair Trading website. Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jaime Blakali, SBS News.